Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. New week, new topic. And the topic of this week is letters after your name. Those letters, PhD, MA, MS, BA, BS, and then maybe the certifications, whether it's project management certifications, PMP, CAPM, ABCDEFG. And specifically, do you really need extra letters after your name, like an MBA? Do you need to earn an MBA in order to be a successful technical leader? That's what I'm going to focus on today. And then in the next episode this week, we're going to go even deeper in terms of like, what is the real truth around earning an advanced degree or getting a certification so that you can decide for yourself. You may be thinking, okay, I want to advance in my technical career. I want to become a technical leader, a director, a VP, perhaps even C-level. Perhaps that's in your sights. Perhaps that's your goal. And one of the things you're thinking about is, oh, do I need an advanced degree in order to do that, whether it be a master's degree in computer science or an MBA or some sort of specialized certifications. And we're going to kind of dive deep into that in the two episodes this week. But today, just really to ask the question, do you need an MBA? Do you need a master's degree in order to be a successful technical leader? And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because often what we'll ask people when they come to us for help, where, you know, they're feeling like they're stuck in their careers and they want to get unstuck and they want to get to that next level in their careers. And we often ask them, well, why do you feel like you're stuck? What's preventing you from getting to that next level? And a lot of times we'll hear, well, I don't have an advanced degree. I don't have an MBA. I don't have a master's degree in computer science. I'm not project management certified. That's what's preventing me. And what's interesting about that is that where that's coming from, and I absolutely understand where that's coming from. First of all, I am someone who does have an advanced degree. I do have a PhD in industrial organizational psychology, earned my master's along the way to that. And so I absolutely understand the desire to want to learn more and to be at the top of your game, whatever game that is that you want to play. But what's interesting is that if your goal is to level up your career and get to that next level, in terms of, say, going from being a manager to a manager of managers, going from more of a tactical perspective and being more focused on the tactical stuff and making it a much more strategic position, right? And having much more of strategic oversight. What's interesting about, oh, well, what's stopping me is I don't have a degree. I don't have an MBA. I don't have a master's degree. What you're really saying is I don't know enough. I don't know enough in order to be a successful leader. Because that's what an advanced degree is about, whether or a certification. It's about knowing more. It's about earning mastery, content mastery in a particular area, whether that be computer science or psychology or project management or whatever it might be. You are an expert, right? Because I have a PhD in industrial organizational psychology, and because really what that is psychology applied to the workplace, psychology applied to organizations. Essentially, I'm an expert in the science of organizations. I'm an expert in the science of how people work at work. And that's my brand of geek. That's my brand of mastery. And I chose to do that because I wanted to. But it really is about getting more knowledge, putting more knowledge in your head, and getting mastery in a particular skill set. And so what often people do is you use it as an excuse to not just do the things you know you need to do in order to get that promotion, to do the things you know that you need to do in order to add more value at work. Because yes, it's scary and it can be frustrating to really, to be a leader, to lead. It's scary and it's frustrating and it's stressful to lead. And so often what people say is, well, I can't do that. I don't know enough. I don't know how to deal with these situations, so I'm just going to go get an MBA. And that's going to solve all of my problems. It's not. I guarantee you that it's not. That if you were to ask the question, just straight out, do you need an MBA? Do you need a master's degree? Do you need to get certified in XYZ ABC in order to be a successful technical leader? The answer is no. You do not. Because being a successful technical leader, being a successful leader is not about knowing more. It's not about putting more information in your brain. It's not about that. It is about taking action. It's about inspiring people. It's about making strategic decisions. It's about building relationships. It's about getting shit done. Nothing in there is about knowing more. But often, because we're scared, because we think it's too hard, because we kind of want to put the brakes on a little bit and say, oh, whoa, hang on a second here. VP of engineering, hang on. I can't do that. That's just not, I'm not capable of doing that. No way. But maybe if I had those letters after my name, if I had those letters after my name, MA, PhD, MBA, then I'd be able to do it. And it's almost silly when you think about it that way, right? Now, yes, of course, again, I know it's not just people, you don't just get letters slapped after your name for doing nothing, right? You invest a significant amount of time, a significant amount of money in order to earn that degree, in order to earn it. And so I'm not in any way saying that if you did invest your hard-earned time and your hard-earned money into getting an advanced degree, that it means nothing. Of course it means something. But where so many people get trapped is you get stuck and you're using it as an excuse. I don't have that advanced degree. And so therefore, that's why I'm not advancing in my career. But if you were to really take a look at it, that's not the main thing that's really preventing you. What's preventing you is that you're not having the conversations that are necessary in order to advance in your career, the conversations with your boss, the conversations with senior level leaders. What's really preventing you is that you're not evangelizing your excellence enough, is that you're not self-promoting enough, you're not promoting the wins of your team enough. And so therefore you're not getting recognized for all of the wins. That's what's really preventing you. What's really preventing you is that you have not reached the level of truly building excellence as a leader. And building excellence as a leader does not mean knowing more. It means doing more. And the more you know, the less you understand. It just gets more complicated. Do you really want to make life more complicated? Right? The more you know, the less you understand. The more you know, the more that it weighs down on you. Like this heavy, heavy weight on your shoulders and your head and your whole body. And you're like, but wait, hang on a second. There's too many different angles to look at here, right? That's why often we can like, when we don't know that much, we can often make decisions quite a lot easier. Maybe at least it moves us forward, right? Like, trust me, I know, like when people ask me questions about stuff that I'm not as familiar with, right? You know, whether it's coding or, you know, I know how to code a little bit, like not, but enough to get by, but I'm definitely not an expert, right? Or like history, I'm definitely not a history buff. I'm not someone who remembers history, facts and figures very, very well. But like if somebody were to ask me about, you know, United States history or world history or how to code or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, that's easy. Yeah, just go and do that. Okay, why don't you just do that, right? We often have this kind of nonchalant attitude. And yes, sometimes that can be dangerous and it leads to decisions that were like, oh, you know what, that wasn't so good. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You know, like if you don't know a lot about writing code, right? And so like you're writing the code out and you're like, oops, I broke it because I made a bad decision, right? But like you're much quicker at making those decisions because you're not weighed down by all that knowledge of, oh my God, there's so many different options here. You don't know what you don't know. So you just kind of power through and, oh, I'm going to write the code this way. Click go. Oh, oops, I broke it. And then you just fix it, right? You know, it's the same thing with something, like the same knowledge or having lack of knowledge of a particular area. Like for someone who doesn't have as much knowledge and isn't burdened about, you know, for example, the knowledge of U.S. history, they're not going to be weighed down as much about the fact that, you know, for example, for so many years that, you know, let's just say the North versus the South, the Civil War, right? If you don't know as much about the Civil War, then you're not weighed down by this whole idea of, oh, you mean I'm supposed to not like people in the South if you're from the North? Like, what, you know, what's up with that? So there, it can weigh us down in that way as well. You know, like the whole, you know, like the whole issue of, say, for example, bringing up the Civil War, like for slavery, for example, you know, not to get too far off on a tangent, but the idea is that the weight of that knowledge can actually stop us from moving forward. Right? The weight of knowing that, yeah, there was this very dark time in our history that was called slavery. And that can almost in some ways blind us. Yes, eventually it can help set us free as well. And it will, right? I absolutely believe that. But it's not more knowledge. It's not more stuff in your head that you need in order to be a better leader. Stop telling yourself that lie that I need to know more in order to be a better leader. You need to do more. You need to take more action. You need to have more conversations. You need to get more stuff done at work, not outside of work, not in that online MBA program, but at work. So really just take a look. If you're someone who's believing right now that what's holding you back from advancing in your career is the fact that you don't have an advanced degree, really take a look at that. And also take a look at all of the awesome leaders, inspiring leaders that are out there in the world today, effective leaders, impactful leaders who have zero letters after their name. And also take a look at the people that you know who have an MD, PhD, MBA. people in the world who have all the letters after their name possible, and then maybe they're not the best leaders, right? So there's no correlation is what I'm saying. There's no correlation between effectiveness of being a leader and what letters you have after your name. If you do, you can be a good leader, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't guarantee that you will. And if you don't, same thing. There's no correlation between the two. So don't tell yourself that that's what's holding you back, because what you're going to end up doing is you're going to end up spending so much time, so much energy, money, getting that advanced degree or advanced degrees, and then find out on the other side of it that all you really needed to do was have a series of conversations with your boss and other senior leaders so that you can finally get recognized and finally get the promotion that you've been long due. Don't make it harder on yourself than it needs to be. And here's the thing. Sometimes people just, you're like, okay, I get it, right? I don't want to waste years and hundreds or tens, possibly, maybe not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of dollars. I don't want to waste all of that getting an advanced degree. But these conversations that you're talking about, what are they? Can you just tell me what they are so I can go do it? You know, it was funny. I was talking with a client recently, and we were talking about how it's like, if it were simple, you would have done it already, right? That like, I think with this particular client, I was talking about, oh, what was it? Escaped my memory for a minute. We were just talking about, it was something around a series of conversations. That's why it sparked my memory. And it was like, you know, really, you know, how to do things more efficiently, how to do things more effectively, how to get, you know, how to see eye to eye with his boss. And it was like, okay, well, what are the conversations? You know, can you just tell me what conversations I need to have, Jen? And it was like, it's not that simple. We need to talk more. You know, we need to get a sense of what's going on here. We need to understand the context a little bit more before you can figure out exactly what conversations that you do need to have with your boss in order to finally get recognized, in order to lead more effectively and efficiently. Because if you knew that it was just a series of conversations, and if it were just a series of easy conversations that are just kind of like, you know, easy breezy, one, two, threesy, then you would have done it already, and you would have figured it out, because you're smart, because you're motivated. It's not easy. It's not straightforward. It is a complex set of conversations that need to be had in order to finally get recognized, in order to earn a promotion. And the fact of the matter is, it's not the same for one tech manager versus another tech manager, because your contexts are different. The resources that you have available to you are different. So if you finally want to throw out this false belief that I need to get an MBA, and you're like, you know what? I know that that's not it. That would just be this, it's this false sense of hope, and it's this false sense, and I'm giving way too much weight to those three letters. And it really, everything that I have in me right now is more than enough in order to be and become and take the actions that are necessary in order to be an effective technical leader and finally upgrade my career. And you want some help in figuring out, like, what does that look like? What are those conversations that I need to have? Not your colleague sitting next to you, not someone else, but you specifically. What are the conversations that you need to have? If you need some help to figure that out, then it's time to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. That'll bring you to our calendar, pick a time that works for you. And what we're going to do on that call is get really clear on, what is it that you want out of your career? Why are you feeling stuck? What's going on there, and where do you want to go? And we can help give you clarity around, here are the conversations that you're going to need to have. Here's those first steps, those first few steps that you can take, that you can commit to taking, so that you can get unstuck. And it's not going to involve getting a degree. It's not going to involve investing tens of thousands of dollars and hours and weeks and months and years of your life just to get three letters after your name that you don't need. What it's going to involve is directly doing what you need to do in order to get recognized for the hard work that you're doing and to continue doing hard work. Not something like over here that's like indirect that kind of sort of maybe will have an effect, maybe kind of sort of one day. That's the MBA route. We don't want that. We want the direct route. What are the actions that I need to take today so that tomorrow and the next day and for the rest of my career, I get recognized and then I'm building my excellence as a leader. If you need help with that, book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. So look, I am not saying that it's not worth it to get an advanced degree, right? That I would be a hypocrite because I have an advanced degree. But what I'm saying is if you have this belief that's running around in your head, I need an MBA in order to be an effective leader, take a look at that belief. Is that really true? Most of the time, especially if you're a technical manager feeling stuck in your career, most of the time, it's not true. You don't need an MBA. You don't need a master's degree. What you need to do is take some actions and have some conversations so you can finally get recognized and level up in your career. So that's it for the day, folks. We'll talk more about this on the next episode. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.